Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're a financial show. We talk about a lot of topics, and a lot of them are, well, look, let's just call it what it is, super important. But some are more important than others. And for you pet owners, there's a lot of you out there, you'll find this topic very interesting. And maybe for you non-pet owners, maybe after we've talked today, you might be one, or you might find it interesting nonetheless, or maybe you can give a tip to somebody you know. I have Dr. Glenn Buckley on the line with me. He is founder and CEO of Pet Rescue RX, and the website is PetRescueRX.com, and lots of good stuff to talk about. Let me get the doctor on the line. Dr. Buckley, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
I'm super glad to have you on the program, and I find what you're doing fascinating, intriguing, encouraging, inspiring. So let's get into this. You have a, I tell you what, I'm not going to do it justice. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how this works, and the pet business and the medication of animals is big business, just as it is for people. And in fact, people might sometimes be willing to spend more on their pet than they would on themselves. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and then I'll have questions for you.
Oh, certainly. Well, my background is a veterinarian, and
sure.
I've been practicing for 15 years, and in my spare time, I try to help out, volunteer my time at shelters as much as I can to because the care of these animals as a veterinarian is very important to me, not only through my practice, but also just being able to help these groups out. They've got a 365-day-a-year job taking care of these animals and trying to find homes for them, and I wanted to try to do my part. But from that, every shelter that I spend time at, the underlying mission of these groups, again, getting the animals into loving homes, but the need, the financial need of these groups was always there. So I struggled with how can I, as a veterinarian, do something greater than just volunteering my time? What could be done to help more animals, more of the shelters and rescues? And so what I came up with was the idea of a business that could sustainably fund these organizations through purchases that people made. And looking at various business options and ideas and models, I came across the idea of doing Pet Rescue RX. And what Pet Rescue RX is all about is we're an online pharmacy for pet medication. The pharmacy is actually located in upstate New York, and we're licensed in 30 states right now. And basically, anytime somebody makes a purchase from us, they get to choose a shelter or rescue in their area who they'd like to support financially. And all profits that we generate through the business is going to be donated back to the groups.
How fantastic is that? That is so cool. And, you know, you spoke, Doctor, about the need for financial support. And let's talk about that for a minute, because a lot of, you know, as you very well know, a lot of animals that are surrendered to shelters, some are adopted, but it's very sad to know, but a lot of them, the rate that they are put down, so to speak, is as high as, what, 70%? I mean, some of these numbers are really remarkable.
Yeah, it is. It really is. 60 to 70%, depending on whether it's a cat or a dog, will never be placed into a home.
Mm.
And there's various reasons for that, just the overall numbers of animals that are out there. But, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to not only raise awareness through this business about where people get their pets and when they're looking for a pet, that they should go to the shelters and the rescues and not purchase from the pet stores. And also trying to give people a fair price, a competitive price on their medication, so the financial aspect of owning a pet can be lessened. So, you know, that is one of the reasons people give their pets up is the cost of owning a pet.
Well, I imagine that there was an impact. I agree. And probably an impact during the recession back in 08 and the ensuing time period, that was a choice that people made, and what a horrible thing to have to do.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when people, and that certainly did happen, you know, when we were in the recession, people were giving up their pets because they could not afford to take care of it, just the basic needs. And then if they got sick, or injured and needed veterinary care, that many times was beyond what people were able to do.
Well, now, with back to the shelters, I know that you have kind of brought this out, that a lot of communities are transitioning to what's being described as no-kill shelters, which that's where if the animals are not being put down, then I can imagine that the cost impact's got to be huge.
Well, it certainly does raise the financial burden of the group to take in and take care of more animals until they can be placed into homes. Now, I will say there's a little bit of misunderstanding in the general public when the term no-kill shelter is used. The term no-kill generally refers to the idea of these organizations keeping animals that are healthy, that are adoptable, until they can be placed into a home. Now, when you're dealing with animals that maybe have some serious medical issues, behavior problems, things like that, unfortunately, those animals still many times are euthanized.
Okay.
But the idea of a no-kill is not across the board for all animals, but it certainly does raise the number of animals that are kept for a longer period of time until they are adopted into homes.
So that's where a lot of this, the impetus, it sounds like, comes from, is being able to support this, the more humane treatment, and especially when there is a need by these shelters that are adopting this greater sustainability for the animals. And so what you've done, which I think is just, it's admirable, you've created this company to fulfill a need that already exists and allow the profits to go to support these organizations that are doing what they can. I just think it's really a neat thing you're doing. And the savings, you're not asking people to spend more than they would otherwise. In fact, there can be some pretty significant cost savings by, you know, getting that prescription from the veterinarian and then doing this online versus just going to the pet store or whatever.
Yes, certainly. And, you know, the industry, the pet medication industry, on an annual basis in the United States, about $7 billion is spent annually on pet medication. And the industry is under transition right now. Starting about 10 years ago, or 15 years ago perhaps even, people would get their pet medications exclusively from their veterinarians. And that had started to change with online pharmacies. And now we're seeing larger retailers, Walmart, Target, Costco, and other pharmacies getting into it because they see the profit potential in there. And I looked at that and I said, I got to do something that can take this transition that's occurring in this industry and make it into something that can really do some benefit, do some good in our world. And to me, it's always been about animals. It's been my passion since I was a young boy, and that's the reason I became a veterinarian. But I'm at an age right now where I felt, you know, if I'm going to do something, now's a good time to do it. You know, take advantage of the change that's occurring, and make it work for a better cause.
Well, it's remarkable. In fact, it reminds me of the. I'm sure this is something that is, if you've either been asked or even probably mentioned yourself, is it's a little bit like actor Paul Newman with his Newman's Own brand and how they donate all their profits to charity.
Exactly. And I had a meeting with them up in New York City. Oh, gosh, when was that? That was back in June. And they invited myself from Pet Rescue RX and a number of other folks from different businesses that are following their model. And that's exactly what I did. You know, when I looked at, you know, how could it be done, or is there anybody out there doing it? That was a great example to follow. And, you know, it's a way for people to, if they feel like they have some cause, and it doesn't have to be about animals. I mean, there's so many issues that we're faced with in our world on a daily basis. And if you have a business idea and you want your life to offer more than just having the business and having it be for your own personal gain, look at, you know, maybe some way to support a cause that's important to you.
Good advice. Good advice from Dr. Glenn Buckley. And we're going to do this. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back and we'll dig a little deeper. And we've got actually another topic we'll try to get to if we have time, Dr. Buckley, is I'd like to get your opinion on what I know is a little bit of a controversial topic about different breeds of dogs, and take advantage of your experience. So stay right there.
What if in the time it takes to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? If you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? There is no cost or obligation to meet with David. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, Dr. Glenn Buckley. We are talking with him about Pet Rescue RX, and that is the website as well. Online pharmacy for pet medications, prescriptions. And I wanted to mention, Dr. Buckley, on your website, you've got, under the frequently asked questions, I went to it and was skimming through it, and you've got a list of all the states, because I'm sure our listeners are curious, all the states that you are currently licensed as a pharmacy, and 30-some states, and you've got applications in with a lot of states. So if it's not approved just yet, I'm sure you will be. But you can also get, in the meantime, the non-prescription medications on the website as well, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, good. What are some popular things, because I will confess that I don't know some of that off the top of my head. What are some good examples of things that people can get that they might be able to save money on, that they can take advantage of your resources and also do some good things with the, with the profits?
Well, we carry really a full line of prescription and non-prescription pet medications. So the flea and tick products, the heartworm medications.
Okay.
Thyroid medications are popular, heart medications for dogs. And, this commodity, the pet medication products, since everyone who is selling them is basically selling the same thing, it comes down to price. It really does. There's many smart consumers out there that are looking to save a little bit of money. So we price our products because we want them to sell. Just because we give the money to the shelters and rescues, it does not mean that we can charge more for them. First and foremost, people are looking for a good price on the products that they need. And so we're very competitively priced. We're priced less than other online pharmacies. With that, we can do the volume to support these groups.
Well, listen, that is excellent. And most importantly, on the website, under the non-prescription section, are treats. You have treats. And that, in my household, we have two schnauzers, and those treats are just magic.
I
can bring them in from the other side of the yard, and they come a-running.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. It's good stuff, Doctor. So I wanted to, while I have you, I mean, it's not every day that I get to talk to somebody with your background. And one of the things, I've got a couple of small, these are miniature schnauzers. So I'm very aware and careful about other animals and taking them for a walk and all of that. And so, one of the things, and I've dealt with this personally for, let's just call it what it is, there are irresponsible dog owner or pet owners out there, unfortunately. And, it's the, what do they call it? It's the deed, not the breed. Mm-hmm. And I've dealt with this a little bit, and I want to get your take on some of this, ongoing argument, I guess is the right word. Controversy may be overstating it, but argument about the breeds and, like pit bulls are an easy example. People have very strong opinions about them. What can, I guess, as I sit here and talk with you, I want to be able to have a regular ability to take my dog for walks and to be careful. And and it's not just pit bulls, but any of these aggressive behaviors. What do you say to all that? How do we sort that out?
Yeah, the controversy with the pit bulls and the pit mixes, it's not localized to any one particular area. It's a problem throughout the whole country. And when you go into a shelter and you see the dogs that are there for adoption, many times the majority of them are pit and pit mixes. And just due to the several factors, but one of the issues is the number of these dogs that are out there. But also people have to remember what a pit bull is and what it was designed for. And I think the design of any dog comes into play when you're trying to decide if a pet is right for you. So if you look at the pit bull, for example, they were bred hundreds of years ago over in England for hunting large game, bears and wild boar and things like that. So they were bred for strength, agility, to chase animals down. And when they are on a hunt, their design is that when they catch a prey animal, they grab it, they have the jaw strength to hold it, and they shake it until death results. Well, when you have this type of breeding that's been going on for hundreds of years, you cannot just dismiss that and say that is no longer in a dog just because you want to bring it into your family and make it a family pet. No different than by saying that if you have a border collie, that they don't have the instinct to herd animals. Now, given the proper training in the right environment, a border collie, that's what they're designed to do. A greyhound, built to run. You know, these are parts and genetic attributes of these animals that, again, we can't dismiss just because we don't want them to be there anymore.
Well, that's a very good way of putting it, and it's fair. And, you know, any tips for my walks with the Schnauzers?
What I've seen as a veterinarian doing emergency work over the years, unfortunately, I've seen the good and bad when it comes to pit bulls. I've seen some come in the hospital, and they're just lovely dogs. They're very friendly. They're very loyal dogs. That is one of the things about them that make them a popular dog. But I've also seen the other side of that. I've seen the damage that they've done when they've attacked other dogs. And unfortunately, we hear quite frequently on the news about reports of pit bulls attacking children. It is primarily children under 10 years of age that get attacked. But when it comes to, I've had many times people, they're out walking their dogs and a pit bull comes out of nowhere, as they say, and attacks their dog. Well, unfortunately, many times that is back on the owner of the pit bull. They didn't have a secure yard for the dog. These dogs can jump. They can dig. I mean, they are strong dogs. And they're very, again, loyal to their family, loyal to their pack. But when there's an animal in their area that they're not familiar with, again, we go back to that genetic aspect of what these dogs were designed for and their capability. And that can come out, not every time, but people have to be extremely cautious, and the owners have to be responsible. They have to be responsible with these dogs to know what the capability is. They have to have a yard that the dog is secure in. And one of the biggest things is they have to spend time with these dogs.
The socialization.
The socialization and also the activity. These dogs need to get out and run and burn off this energy, chasing a tennis ball, catching a frisbee, just doing those things. And if you keep a dog like that confined, you're just building up all this capacity in them. And someday it may be released, and it may be released in a way that is detrimental to another animal or a person.
Yeah, I mean, if all else, at least put them on the treadmill or something.
you got it. And it's no different, though. Again, if you've got an active dog, if you've got a Vizsla, if you've got a border collie, you've got to get them out and let them do what they're designed to do.
Wear them out just like the kids.
Yeah, a good dog is a tired dog, as the saying goes.
That is very good. Well, that's great advice, Doctor. Dr. Glenn Buckley is our guest. We're going to grab a quick break. We'll come right back. PetRescueRx.com. Stay right there.
Do you know how to get the most from Social Security? Don't let a simple mistake prevent you from receiving all the benefits you've earned. David Holland recently showed a retiring couple how they could get an extra $84,000 in Social Security benefits over their expected lifetime. Wow! Don't leave your money on the table. Call Holland Financial today for your one-on-one appointment. David can do a free analysis for you and show you the optimal age to start drawing Social Security and filing techniques to maximize your benefits. There is no cost or obligation. Call 671-PLAN or visit PlanStronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Dr. Glenn Buckley's on the line with us, a veterinarian with 15 years experience, and he's the founder and CEO of Pet Rescue RX, and their motto is Pets Before Profits Pharmacy. That's pretty cool. PetRescueRx.com. And I wanted to get to another topic that maybe you could help us with. You know, again, this is a financial show, Doctor, so we gotta hit the financial points and hit them hard and cover them. Another area is, and it relates very well to our conversation about the pit bulls and also about the shelters, and that is, can you help us a little bit about with the financial aspects of spay and neuter?
Oh, well.
And your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, cannot stress that enough. For folks to have your pets spayed and neutered. There are many places now that offer low-cost spays and neuters for your pets. I just cannot stress again enough, we don't need, especially the pit bulls, but any of the breeds out there, any of the mixed breeds, we don't need more dogs breeding. There are plenty to go around as it is right now. To have your pet spayed and neutered at a young age will prevent the unwanted pregnancies from happening.
Well, that was going to be one of my questions. Is the age uniform, or is it vary by breed, or is there an ideal age?
Well, you know, some of the spay organizations now are doing it at a very, very young age. Most veterinarians, though, at their hospitals, will usually wait until the dogs are, you know, usually in about the 4 to 6 month age time to do it. So, but some are done truly at a couple months of age. It just, in my mind, try to get it done before they reach about 6 months. Especially with the male dogs, you can avoid some of those male tendencies that may develop at a later time in their life. Certainly with the female dogs, you're going to prevent them from getting pregnant. And other medical problems. Female dogs that have not been spayed have a higher risk of mammary cancer later in life, uterine infections, the potential if they do get pregnant that they may need a C-section. I mean, these start to become costly procedures for pet owners that can be avoided just at a younger age by getting them spayed and neutered.
That's smart. And so what's the best place or best way to go about that? Is that through the vet? Is that what's the best, or do you go to the shelter, or?
Oh, either way, if someone does not have a vet, but they just recently required a pet, most of the shelters now require the animals to be spayed and neutered before they're adopted out. But if by chance you have a pet that has not been spayed or neutered yet, you could easily go online, just type in spay and neuter in your city, and you'll probably get a listing of veterinarians as well as some of the groups in the area that are offering those services. Just by doing a simple search online, you'll find something certainly in your area, because it is very important. And with that, I will throw in the need for vaccinations.
Excellent.
Certain diseases that dogs and cats can get that are easily preventable with a vaccine. And some of those diseases, if acquired, are very serious and costly to treat. And in some cases, there is no treatment. So vaccines, the routine care, just you're going to save yourself some money by taking care of those things up front.
That's very helpful. And with your background doing the emergency veterinary work, help me with that, because I've had to take the smaller schnauzer to the emergency vet at 10 o'clock at night because he was walking around wobbly because he ate some plant in the backyard that he was, you know, and he got poisoned somehow. I don't even know what kind of plant it was, or maybe it was some, I don't know. We still don't know what it was.
Right.
But any advice there? Because, you know, that trip to the emergency veterinarian at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you're really kind of over a barrel.
Yeah, exactly. And what I find is most of the emergencies could have been prevented with the ingestion. You know, people are taking so many different medications.
Exactly.
Nowadays. And, you know, if they drop them on the floor and you've got a dog, especially a small dog, and they're right there with you, they're probably going to pick that up and put that pill down quicker than you can ever realize. And then you're dealing with a smaller dog ingesting a pill that was designed for, you know, a person, an adult. And the effects can be compounded because of that, the size difference. And as a result, they wind up at the emergency room. Mm. If that does happen, though, don't wait. If a medication is ingested like that, get them in as quickly as possible, because if you induce vomiting quickly, you can prevent, again, the complications that could result from waiting. So
you're right on. I've had to get my fingers down those dogs' throats a couple of times. My favorite one was, it's funny now, but it wasn't funny, is the bigger one. I mean, they're both small dogs, but the bigger one of the two tried to eat a pizza, and he didn't, he didn't know to fold it over, you know? So he was trying to put it down, that triangle going down his mouth, and I had to reach in. It was funny. Yeah.
With the schnauzers you have, and again, we see this in a lot of the small breed dogs.
Yeah.
I do recommend people, try not to offer too many table foods, because especially schnauzers, they're prone to a condition called pancreatitis.
Yeah.
Which leads to vomiting and diarrhea and usually a hospital stay if it gets severe. And many times it's triggered by eating table foods. Anything that's higher in fat. So try to just keep them on a good diet and some treats, but if you're going to do treats, and again, it's no different than with a person, moderation is the key to so many things. Don't overdo the treats so they don't gain any weight, and buy something that's a good quality. There's a lot of good quality products out there, and some of them, they're getting a little pricey. I think some of that is more marketing than anything else. But, just try to find a good brand. I would say, try to find something that was manufactured in the U.S. So there's some standard of quality assurance that we hope, because we've heard about those problems as well.
I mean, if some of these overseas products, you're like, okay, you don't know what they're putting in it, or it's,
Exactly.
Well, I always pick the ones that taste real good, so I'm very picky. and I will go on the record. You ask about the table scraps. His name is Billy. Billy stole the slice of pizza.
Uh-huh.
He goes by the table like a shark.
He cruises
by it and puts his head up to see what's up there. And sometimes the kids leave the food a little too close to the edge. He'll grab it. Well, excellent stuff. Dr. Glenn Buckley's been our guest today, founder and CEO of Pet Rescue RX. Be sure to visit their website, petrescuerx.com. Dr. Buckley, we really appreciate your taking some time and spending it with us, and we wish you much success with your online pharmacy.
Oh, thank you very much, David. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. And, we're just trying to do something that's never been done before, and trying to create something that can make a difference in our world. So these animals need it. It's important to me. But if you've got a passion for something out there that's important to you, pursue it. Just go for whatever you need to go for within your life, and you'll be happy that you did.
All right. Good advice. Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Now.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.